It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're back, Philly. Mad at everybody all the time. Love it. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Every Monday night is the Brandon Graham Show at 6, followed by the Players Lounge. This week's guest is Landon Dickerson. A reminder, Nick Sirianni speaks. This is on the heavy anticipation on Nick's press conference today. That'll happen at 3:15, and you'll hear it right here on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Before you go back to the phones, because I know there's more negativity.
Positivity.
Coming.
Positive Ike.
Oh, here it
positive
is.
Positive Ike. Cooper DeJean yesterday.
Oh!
Come on, Coop. Come on, man.
Yo, he's
our best edge rusher.
We drafted two football players in the secondary.
How about that?
They're both football players.
Yes!
They're both strong. They both hit guys. They both, I loved how they were using him yesterday, but I loved how he played the game yesterday.
Played with confidence.
Yep.
Certainly played with confidence. And like you said, they used him up in the box. They blitzed him a little bit. They had him out in coverage. Showed a little bit of rust in tackling. I need him to wrap up. Could have had an easy safety or a sack on Deshaun Watson late, but he sort of went in there with the shoulder shiver and didn't necessarily get him down, but didn't wind
he
up tackling
did do
afterwards.
That.
Yeah, it didn't wrap him up, but that's okay. That's okay. I think he's more of a short tackler, and he'll probably look at that on film and be like, man, that's one I got to wrap up and bring him down. One other little critique for him is I am the noted special teamer on the show.
Yes, sir.
Cooper, I need you to get north and south. All right, the running east and west. That may work in the Big Ten. That's not going to work in the NFL. Get what you can get. Get up the field. You're more likely to make somebody miss by running right at them versus trying to run away from them. So get north and south on your punt returns, and we're going to be okay.
I think the other thing, too, is that the difference in speed is very noticeable in the NFL. He could probably he's not fast enough to go
you're
east
not gonna
and west
run around.
In the NFL.
Yeah. You'd be better off just running right at him and giving him a nice little wiggle. Believe me, I played with Brian Mitchell. Not the fastest guy in the world, but he always went north and south.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's going on? Listen, let me say this, right?
Yes.
I understand with Nick Sirianni. You know, I've been thinking about it all day. I can get where he gets frustrated at a breaking point, okay? The guy that's had flowers thrown at him, he's had popcorn thrown at him, you know, and he probably just had a breaking point. It's just not the way to do it, man. And furthermore, right, I'm going to give you a perspective from our point of view, the fans' point of view, right? You put that stupid-ass product out there, you know, and we was expecting more of an offensive, you know, juggernaut team. We're coming off the Phillies breaking our heart. We're not one of these fan bases or cities that got ring after ring after ring, okay? So we bitter. We're angry, right? That's why we lashed out at you the way we lashed out at you. You're not helping the fact that, like I said, last week, just simply 4 days ago, we just got our hearts ripped out from a baseball team that we thought was going to go all the way. You know what I mean? So understand the perspective of a fan base like ours as well, okay? Now let me say this. That's not even what bothers me. What bothers me is that this team sucks, okay? They're boring. They're boring to watch, okay? It's a snooze fest. All right, I'm watching offenses like Detroit run up and down the field. The Vikings, the Bengals even got a good offense. You know, I'm watching these teams. You know, Buffalo. I'm
Buccaneers,
watching these teams score,
Lions
score at will. Buccaneers. You know, the list goes on. You know what I mean? And we got this threat. You know what I mean? If I see another push again, I promise you, I'm gonna take something and I'm gonna stab myself with a spoon. Because this is just garbage, okay? It's garbage. And anybody be satisfied for it, it's crazy, man. And, I mean, it's the same dumbass plays. We're supposed to get a new defense offensive coordinator in, and we're going to bring some new excitement to it. But he can't run all his offense. You don't know why he can't, because maybe this coach is too stupid to keep his hand out of the cookie jar. Or maybe this quarterback is just, you know, he can't do everything that this coach and his offensive coordinator want to do. And now we got to be, you know, be witnesses of this garbage, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we 3-2. But this is the worst 3-2 team I've ever seen. This guy is Rich Kotite at best, Nick Sirianni. And it's not even about him coming at the fans. This sucks as a head coach, man. He has no answers to nothing that we're doing right now. And you're right, Ike. It's going to be negativity all year long, doomsday, because this team stinks. All this talent, and they're boring. Okay, I'm fall asleep during a game, and I never fall asleep during Eagles games, man. Simply boring. That's what I label this team as, okay? B-O-R-E-I-N-G. Boring.
Wow. Well, Chuck, thank you for the call, Chuck. Chuck took your positivity and shoved it right down your throat.
I knew it, brother. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that.
Well, Nick.
Still, Cooper's Zine, good debut.
He was a good debut.
Big day, yeah.
So coming up next, Nick Sirianni speaks. He will be asked every question, I assume, about what happened yesterday. That is coming up next on what? You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry. That's on me right there. Nick Sirianni's next, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles all season long. Online at chickiesandpetes.com.